This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I'm really excited to be here for many different reasons. I even asked to do more Q&A in this talk because I know you've been consuming a lot of content, and I think Q&A always brings out the most value. So please, if there's anything I touch on or if there's anything that's been on your mind, start thinking about that, because we'll get to that in a little bit. I think most of what excites me to be here is that at the end of the day, buying and selling stuff still gets me going in a way that boggles my mind. As many of you know, if you follow my content, going to a garage sale is still the most exciting thing I can do in business. Like closing an eight-figure deal for VaynerMedia is nowhere on the same scale as going to a garage sale and finding a $67 stuffed animal for a quarter. And I think about that a lot because I'm really saying it, no bullshit. Like, it's really where my chemicals are. And it's funny, where I was in my career when the aggressive reselling on Amazon and other platforms happened kind of put me in a place where I wasn't able to like fully go there because I was so deep in operating multiple things at the time. But one of the great regrets of my life is that I didn't have eBay and Amazon and other platforms as such when I was in junior high and high school and had unlimited time, because A, I wouldn't have graduated high school, and I think that's kind of cool, and B, the amount of learnings that you get from scaled reselling I think is pretty profound and has a huge impact. I believe selling things on the internet, actual physical things, and or working inside of a retail store and interacting with tons of people from all shapes and sizes are really the two great training grounds for a framework of a very successful business, because there are many things that I focus on in HR, operations, finance, but the concept of creating demand is a very, very, very interesting one because it sits with so few people. When I think about the room, and I think about the panel, and I think about the content that's been spread, demand creation excites me and will always excite me. As a matter of fact, it's the framework of what I think I want to talk to you about today, which is, as I think about the majority of the room, because I know a lot of people here do different things, I always try to think about what is the one connective tissue that the room may have so that what comes out of my mouth is actually valuable while I'm on stage and is universal and, comma, is potentially the thing that is not being focused on the most. As a matter of fact, the young lady that was just up here, I grabbed her right before I went, oh, there she is. Like, I grabbed her and I said, look, that TikTok thing you just said was really good. And it's really good because it's really real and it's really at scale. And what I know, and I'm making this assumption, so please take me during the Q&A, the best practices within the ecosystem is where a lot of the content will come from in a conference like this, and what you are consuming and what you know. What I get excited about is what's the best practices that are not obvious within the platforms, meaning the Amazons and the Walmarts and the other Shopifys and things of that nature. What could you be doing? For me, one of the things that's so interesting is global pandemics are gonna obviously create curveballs for supply chain, right? So I'm aware of that. But I think about what is consistently gonna matter to every single person here for the rest of their careers. And that consistent thing that I wanna focus on today is underpriced attention. Underpriced attention is very important. And underpriced attention falls into two categories, math and art. What I mean by underpriced attention is which ad product today is a good deal. I built my daddy's liquor store like you saw in that video because I had 90% open rates on an email newsletter that had 100,000 people on it in 1997. Let me say that nice and slow for everybody in the back. 90% open rates. That's unheard of. That's not real in today's world. That 90 went to 50% in the first 2 years, not because we were bad at it, but because the world had started using email marketing and people were getting tired of it. But when I was doing it, nobody was doing it, and it worked. I bought Google AdWords for the store the day Google AdWords came out. And for the first year, I owned the word wine for 5 cents for 4 months. And then for 10 cents when they raised the price, it used to be a 5 cent click for the first few minutes there. And then obviously it had to be Cabernet, and then it obviously had to be Silver Oak Cabernet, and then it had to be Silver Oak 2016 Cabernet. And a lot of you in this room know that. The math part that you play to win in the ecosystems of where you sell are toll booths. And that's fine, they deserve it. Amazon, Walmart, others, they deserve it. They have the attention, you're paying for it. That's right. I love when people get mad at social networks. They're like, fucking Zuckerberg fucked me, the algorithm. And I'm like, it's free. It's fucking free. The audacity of people is fascinating. The platform's free. For every selling marketing person here, everybody, the concept of something that's free that can sell stuff is insane. Of course, net, it's not free. You've got a production company, things of that nature. But most people, when they start, should only be doing it themselves on their phone, and it's free. So the math part is something that doesn't interest me to go deep on, because my intuition is a lot of people play within that framework. You're not at this place if you aren't relying on some level of math. You understand that. The part that I want to focus on is why I got so excited about what she had to say, which is the art part. As many of you know, iOS 14.5 update hurts some folks. There's a lot of other things coming down the pike in moats that are going to continue to hurt. And what does that mean? It means that as math plays out its game on the internet and the big corporations play their politics with each other and play, when I think about smaller businesses, and I'm talking about businesses doing under 100 million a year in revenue, under 50 or 25 or 10, we, me included, must really understand the art part of underpriced attention for our businesses. This is all fancy jargon for one simple thing. The single thing that can change the majority of businesses in this room is an obnoxious, and I mean obnoxious, commitment to organic social media creative as an opportunity to take advantage of the TikTokification of social media that will be the next half decade. In the next half decade, the TikTokification of all social networks is the biggest opportunity for everybody in this room. What is happening and will continue to happen is these platforms are going to reward the creative, not your ability to build a following. This is exciting for everybody in the room if you heard me loud and clear, because many people here have not made the commitment to amassing community as a personal brand or even for their brand. When I tell you that you could have never made a piece of content in your life, and tomorrow for your business, your product or you, however you want to play it, both preferably, that you can post your first post on a YouTube Shorts or a TikTok, and if you know what you're doing, a lot of good things can happen for your business, is exciting. The problem is it's daunting for a lot of people. A lot of people in this room like math. It's predictable, it's black and white. They hate art. It's gray as shit, and you have no idea what the fuck is going on. The problem is the math will continue to get commoditized and will be leveraged against you, and the art is your moat. Branding, instead of math-based digital sales, and marketing and content and creativity, are a battleground that this room must take much more seriously than it has in the last decade, because it will be the protection to allow you to have the margins you'll need to sustain your business, because what's actively happening is the math is being run to take all your margin. Let me say it nice and slow. The math is being run to take your margin when you don't sell product within your own self. When you sell somewhere else, the data is being collected. This is good. They deserve it. You brought no customers to the table. They brought all of them. I just need you to know the opportunity in front of you. What does this mean? It means a couple of things. One, this TikTokification of all social is a huge opportunity for many reasons. One, back to how many of you try many different products, I would argue virality in social, based on these algos, is the greatest insight to what your next product should be. The concept of guessing your next product is crazy in a world where you can literally create samples at scale, create content against it, and get incredible qualitative feedback if it's interesting. Not the math, but the comments and the insights at scale from free distribution because of organic virality, because that's where social's going. This is a profound shift in social at a time when social is hitting scale of complete and utter consumption patterns besides streaming services. Besides gaming and streaming services, the attention of society is living within these 10 platforms. This is a huge, I really hope the tone tenor that I'm bringing to it, which is a little more serious than my style normally, is landing for some of you because the stakes are so high because it's pure offense. Again, in simplest terms, I genuinely believe that every single business in this room needs to go home and substantially, and I'm talking 2, 4, 30x their creative output per day. For context, how many people here are putting out 5 pieces of social media creative for their business a day? Please raise your hands. Please stand, actually, if you don't mind. This is a fucking disaster. Thank you for these pioneers, good shit. Thank you. This is, can you keep these lights on because I want to see the crowd? Thank you so much. This is huge for me, personally. I come to talks at this point in my career singly for the email that I get in 3 years from some of you about that this was the talk that made you do the thing that made the thing happen. To have an audience of this level of skill in this category of business and to have such an extraordinary low percentage of people that are even putting out 5 pieces of content a day in a world where if you're doing $2 million in revenue on your business, you should be considering 10 a day is just a massive opportunity. Again, what we're talking about is something everyone should fully understand, which is social media is where brand is built. Social media is driving an extraordinary amount of sales. It's also changing in a way that it hasn't for 15 years. The reason I'm personally so excited about it is in 2006, my life changed because I took all of my savings, all of them, and I invested in 3 companies, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Obviously, I'm rich now. But the moral of the story is not that. The moral is when I invested in Tumblr, I called my brother AJ and I said, Tumblr is gonna be the biggest one of these 3. Thank God I wasn't making videos back then. Tumblr did sell for $1 billion to Yahoo, but let me tell you why I thought Tumblr was gonna be the biggest in 2007. Even back then, there was something in my spidey senses that understood the social media social graph was following each other, and because it started young, and I watched my brother go through it, because he was the first class in college, and by the time we even started VaynerMedia, half the people he was following, he wasn't friends with, they had different interests already. I understood there was vulnerability in it just being about who you followed. But Tumblr, I'm 46, so for the 30-year-olds, 32-year-olds in here, 35-year-olds in here, that remember Tumblr's rise when they were in junior high, Tumblr was based on what you were interested in. And I saw stickiness there that I really was dumbfounded by. That has now been manifested. If you look back and you Google my name with the word Musical.ly, you'll see 4 or 5 years ago me screaming at the top of my lungs that you need to get on Musical.ly when it was, I mean, I thought I was gonna go to fucking jail because it was only 13-year-old girls on there dancing. I remember my team's like, you sure you wanna post this? I'm like, fuck it. But I knew. I knew what I was looking at with Musical.ly really mattered to everybody in this room and was going to at some point. Obviously TikTok bought it. It is now what is TikTok. If you are not active on this for your business, just going to TikTok right now, if you download it today for the first time or open it the first time in 5 weeks because you're curious about what I'm saying or what you said earlier, if you just search the hashtag TikTok, or maybe because it hit every news cycle, maybe the Ocean Spray story. Ocean Spray cranberry juice has been around forever. The single most effective commercial marketing campaign in the company's history was a man going down the street on some sort of skateboard, drinking it and listening to Fleetwood Mac in its history. It is impossible for me to be able to communicate to this room how big of an elephant in the room what I'm talking about is for reselling. There is a collision course that is happening between math and art, and the greatest way for you to extract value is to bet so much more on art in the face of it not being as interesting to bet on as math. The day-to-day tactics of what I'm saying, you take your product, and whether through reaching out to influencers at scale and paying, which can be very underpriced or overpriced, depending on your skill set of understanding what you're buying, and you should put some real homework into it. But more importantly, your ability to create internal production capabilities to produce ungodly amounts of short form video content is important, not just because it goes viral and maybe you'll sell some stuff, but there's so much more complexity to it, and I'd like to share it with you. Let's just use the boots with the rubber thing. You take the boots, you make a fucking boot video, I don't know, pour champagne in it and drink something out of the boot like my old Russian uncles used to. You make the video. If the video catches lightning, and my prediction is that these platforms are about to go more extreme. Actually, how many people here are producing social media content for their business at all? Like once a day, forget about the 5 a day, like at all as a driver for their business. Raise your hands. All right, a little bit more, but still quite a few not, which is just great, like I'm pumped about this. Right now, because about half the room, or maybe we were just lazy this morning, but about half the room doesn't, I just wanna update you on how it's been. For the last 5 years on Instagram and other platforms, your views were basically in the same pocket, except the occasional thing, right? They were in the same pocket. It was so based on who follows you, that's a consistent understanding. In TikTok, you can post something and get 600 views, the next one 90, and then the next one 400,000. I actually think that extremity over the next decade is gonna get more extreme on every platform because it's in the best interest of the people on the other side. So I think those numbers could get as extreme as in 3 years from now, we're getting videos, depending on how good you are at it, where you're getting 7, 20, 50, 30, 90, 4 million. Why is this important? Today, if you take action this week on this talk, as we clarify through Q&A, which is why I wanted to do more, because I'm sure there'll be questions, and you say, fuck it, I'm gonna do this. When something goes viral, there's a very substantial thing that has to happen. One, and very few people are doing this at this point, you have to turn that brand piece of content into brandformance. So you take the viral post and you rejigger it, you edit it slightly or you change the copy, you change the URL potentially even in your profile, and you take it and you run ads against it as a performance ad driving to your Amazon, your Shopify, your own site or wherever you are. You turn the brand piece of content because consumers have shown you that they're interested in it, and you turn that into the creative ad. These creative ads matter because they're very different than intent-based ads or retargeting ads, because they have a different feeling. It's the reason someone buys your product that really matters in this scenario, and what the value of that customer is versus somebody you made submit in a pre-iOS 14.5 world on the 17th retargeted ad, and they bought it. I mean, I know people who buy stuff just because they got retargeted so much, they just wanted it to stop and they just bought the fucking thing. That's not a good relationship. But also, it's the insight. One thing that is happening in this community when I watch it, when I see a lot of you talk with each other on social, when I get the emails in detail, when I talk to my friends that are in it, one thing that we don't spend enough time in this realm is on the consumer insights from the comments on the creative. A, as we can tell by the room, we're not doing enough creative. B, we're not spending time in the comments. The comments have all the insights. This goes back to the R&D, or what could be the single insight that leads to the campaign or the product advancement that actually takes you to the next level within your business. Many of you are playing such strong, great arbitrage that you're looking for the next arbitrage without realizing the arbitrage you currently have is the play. You just have to build it in a slightly different way to a different scale. That comes from the marketing side. That comes from the art side. That comes from the consumer insights side. So when the post goes viral, the ability to turn it into a direct response ad that I know will play for this room is important, but the ability to understand how to then make a $20,000 video that takes the insights you got from that one piece of social media ad and have the ability to turn that $20,000 video into a biddable streaming service ad as a commercial, Hulu, Amazon Prime, what Netflix is about to do, is the way that a lot more businesses in here on that single product go from a $1 million a year business that's running math, arbitrage, and showing up first in a search result within a platform to becoming a $57 million a year business on its own merit that is not at the mercy of the toll booths. To me, that is the most significant moat and opportunity of the next half decade for the profile of this room. Understanding that if you can get religious about social media creative by creating, and I'll go even more tactical. You've got a product, you step back, you decide, we need to make this product relevant for 50 different consumer segmentations. 18 to 22 year old dudes who skateboard on the West Coast, yoga moms in the Pacific Northwest, diehard Jets fans who grew up in New Jersey, and on and on and on. You create these targets, that then helps you make the content. It gives you a framework of like, okay, because you know what it is, right? I know, like, what am I gonna make? Like, 10 a day, fuck you, you know? When you have consumer segmentations, you kind of understand why you're doing it. You can start conceptualizing to whom and what. You start making this creative, and you let the algorithms work in your favor. Everyone's boo-hoo-hoo about algorithms because they wanted a couple more likes. This room can build their absolute empire on the back of algorithms. They're empty pipes. They either beat you or you beat them. And I feel like this is a room that wants to beat them. I really do. I don't think you're at this conference for kicks and giggles. I also think this room is full of shit, like every room, because they talk about grinding and doing things, but they tend to stay on the things they like. We all do, I do too. And I really understand how awesome it is when you understand quant and math and all these things, and you understand the platforms and how they work and best practices. The problem is, that's a commoditized piece of information. It just is. And of course you can outgrind it and this and that. The bigger problem is the platforms decide when they want to be more profitable. Let me say that one nice and slow. The platforms decide when they want to be more profitable. So what you need to do is you need to be able to build demand across all platforms so that you're not one-dimensional and you're stuck. Most people have one punch. You need to mix it up. You need to mix it up. And no question, the biggest opportunity by a country mile for this room is to get way more serious about social media. Let me tell you why social media marketing is important for everybody in this room. Do you know what sales is? Like sales DNA that I'm so proud of that so many of you do in here digitally? It's just bad marketing. Sales is transactional. These fuckers, they didn't show up first when I searched sneakers. They didn't retarget me all over the internet. Nobody knocked on my door and said, would you like this? I'm buying this. You understand? No question, the biggest opportunity for this room is to make the product that you want to sell something that people want to buy forever. Forever. Thank you. By the way, I know I produce enough content that maybe there's something that I've been putting out that you're interested in that I didn't decide to touch on today. You could go anywhere with the Q&A, but I really appreciate you guys. And I hope the tone and tenor is understood by those that know me in this room. This is a very serious opportunity. Because it's a double one. It's kind of like when I called all my dad's Russian uncle friends in LA when Uber came out, because I was an early investor. I was like, this is gonna be a problem. They laughed at me. They laughed at me. And I'm sure that there's some people in here doing $7 million a year, all on math, all one dimensional, that are not laughing, but are dismissing what I'm saying. I'm telling you, this is a double bubble. What a double bubble is this trend is gonna happen for the next 5 years, and it's where all the offense is, and if you stay doing exactly what got you to this room in the VIP or at the event, it's going to get harder and worse. It's very clear what's happening. Please, please pay attention. Don't get high on your own supply. As soon as you feel like it's going well, you're in trouble.